USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the fight against COVID-19, as the nation has passed 250,000 confirmed deaths from the disease. There was an average of 1,167 deaths from COVID per day last week. Many states and local jurisdictions are trying to enact various restrictions as ways to slow quickly increasing numbers of coronavirus cases in their areas. Admiral Brett Jirwa is a member of the President's Coronavirus Task Force, and he tells MSNBC that not enacting these temporary restrictions could cost more lives.
If we don't institute these measures and be very rigorous at the state and local levels about limiting certain businesses, not all businesses, most businesses can stay open, K-12 can stay open, but we have to have masks, we have to limit indoor crowded spaces. If we do not do that, we will lose tens of thousands of Americans by the time the vaccine is out and widely distributed.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley announced Tuesday that he was in quarantine after testing positive for coronavirus. On the Senate floor Wednesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell noted that Grassley's absence broke a streak for him, missing his first vote in the chamber since 1993. From the floor, McConnell remarked on Grassley's leadership and wished his colleague a speedy recovery.
On Monday, in his floor remarks, our colleague reminded all Americans of our duties in this moment. Quote, although promising vaccines for the coronavirus are on the horizon, it is more important than ever to stop the surge. Wash your hands, limit your activity outside your household, social distance, wear a mask. We're all going to get through this together, but we need everyone to do their part. All of the Senate's thoughts and prayers are with our distinguished colleague who reported yesterday evening that he still feels fine. We hope that will remain the case.
Two more lawmakers have tested positive for the virus on Wednesday. Dan Newhouse, a Republican representative from Washington, and Doug Lamborn, a Republican representative from Colorado, announced they had been infected as well. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Both parties say they want to pass a coronavirus relief bill to help American families, but there are still some roadblocks. Tim Berg has the latest from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Democrats and Republicans agree that a new coronavirus stimulus package has to be agreed upon to get money in the hands of the American people as the coronavirus pandemic continues across the country. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy saying Republicans are ready, willing, and able to do another relief package.
Well, we have tried to do a fifth coronavirus bill, we meaning the Senate Republicans. We tried twice. I heard Senator Gillibrand, who is my friend, say, well, you know, we should have appropriated money for the teachers to get into the schools to get them open. We tried. She voted against it because they didn't want to spend just $500 billion. They wanted to spend $2 trillion, and while we're at it, rewrite the immigration laws and let federal prisoners go.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After a five-month delay, the NBA finally held its draft Wednesday night, with the University of Georgia's Anthony Edwards going first overall to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Edwards, a 6'5" guard from Atlanta, was the Southeastern Conference Freshman of the Year last year and led all freshmen in the nation, averaging 19.1 points per game. Memphis center James Wiseman went second to the Golden State Warriors, and LaMelo Ball went third to the Charlotte Hornets after playing in Lithuania and Australia last season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.